What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
ESPN.
Yeah.
Cobb is the founder and president of Memphis Little League. He's got some interesting things to drop coming up this weekend, but he joins the show now. Kerry, what's happening? How are you, man?
What's going on, Gabe? How's it going?
It's going well. I need to head out that way. See you.
Yeah, we miss you at the concession stand. You brought the revenue in for us. Come on back out.
Yeah, heck yeah. How's season going though?
Of course, rain. This time of year, right, when you get started late, you run into a lot of rain. So we're basically trying to just navigate through the rain season. We're going to get it done.
Yep, I hear you. Now, I have to say, like, seeing some old, former MLB players come to town, Marquise Grissom, Luke Collier, Marvin Freeman, Lenny Webster coming into town for some basically a coaching intensive, like a clinic, if you will. Can you shine some light on this, where people can get involved, what they can see, what they're going to learn?
Yeah, basically it's a two-day event. We've been working with them pretty much since the first of the year, and they're doing some other things with us as well outside of this. But the clinic is basically for those that have been coaching, are interested in coaching, or parents that, you know, want to get their kids involved in baseball but doesn't know the first step about it. It's a two-day event. The first day is going to be basically on-field training, which right now, because of the rain, we've moved everything indoors. And I definitely got to give a quick shout-out to Principal John Bush at Southwind, mm-hmm, for opening the doors to let us be able to work this out. So we're going to be doing basically field training on Saturday from 11 to 2, and then we come back on Sunday, and it's all classroom. So the thing about it is, and what I've been trying to stress to people, we worry so much about winning so much that we don't worry about the fundamentals of the game. And I think that's what's lacking. So I'm glad that these guys are coming in to provide their knowledge as to what is needed to really coach kids at the lower levels on what they need to do if they want to look at trying to play baseball beyond just the 11, 12-year-old age group.
Yep, so Saturday, we have it tomorrow and on Sunday for people that, yes, that missed out on that, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. both days at Southwind High School. And clear this up for me. This is baseball and softball as well, correct?
Yeah, baseball and softball. If you've never coached before, you're thinking about trying to get into it, and if you want to help our league, which we would appreciate that, but what we want to try to do, we try to open this up to Memphis and expand the knowledge of baseball and get kids more involved in just basketball and football. Get them involved in baseball as well, and just let them decide what they want to do.
Mm-hmm, no doubt about it. Now, when it comes to like Marquise Grissom and Luke, like all these guys, how did this come to pass? You said you've been working to them. How did you come to work with them?
Well, we was introduced to them about a year ago. Just, you know, they said, I was told that they work a lot with the communities, and so we just reached out to them through a grant, first of all, because that's another big announcement. I can kind of give you a little bit of it. We received a grant for them for uniforms.
It's awesome.
But also, we have another grant that we received from them. Basically, we're redoing, if you've been to our complex, you know what those fields look like.
Mm-hmm.
So we're redoing two infields that's going to be done to Little League regulations. Of course, we're chartered through Little League. So we're doing 60, 70 diamonds on two of our infields for this first year, and hopefully over the next 3 years, we're going to get the rest of them done to where we can host more stuff there at our complex instead of trying to travel and do other things, because, you know, most parents in our area are not able to really travel. So we want to bring that fun and excitement and atmosphere to Will Carruthers Complex.
No doubt about it. Now, I have to ask you, how much work goes into what you do behind the scenes at Memphis Little League? And I know you're always looking for volunteers and everything else. Where can people go reach out and look for all the details on the coaching intensives and to volunteer?
The coaching intensive, you can go to our website, just sign up. It's MemphisLittleLeague.com. It takes about a minute once you click on a link to fill it out. But as far as what goes on behind the scenes, of course, we don't have the true volunteers like we would like. But when you go onto our website, there's a button up in the top left hand, right hand corner you can click on and register. And you can sign up to be a volunteer there or just go to our Facebook page and just say, I want to volunteer. But the commitment to do what we do, because we don't get paid for this. I mean, right. It's almost at times like equal to the job that I have that I'm getting paid for. So, but when you see kids that have never played the game before, and you see them get out and they run and they're having fun, and it just makes you just say it's all worth it to be out there. Plus, not to mention, I mean, we just got a group that just graduated from Whitehaven High School that, let's see, one is going to Alcorn, two are going right. to Rust, one awesome. Is going to Alabama A&M and Xavier. So the end result is showing that we're doing the right thing. We just need more people involved. And hopefully this thing this weekend will help us out, will help people sign up for it.
Definitely love what you do. Now, let me ask you this. Our Tigers, what do you think about our Tiger football team heading in next year?
You know what? It scares me, but I'm excited at the same time because there's so much pressure on them.
Right.
But I think, you know, if you look back to some of the history of the Tigers, like the first this game with Florida State, you know, we always got that upset in us. So I think you get over that first hurdle. I think they can sit back and relax. I think they're going to probably put a little bit too much pressure on themselves. But if they just understand what the Tiger teams have done in the past, going and playing at USC, you know, going and beating Ole Miss, beating Tennessee, I don't think they'll have that much of an issue getting past that one big hurdle. And then you just focus on the season, getting to the playoffs, one game at a time.
Yep. No, I'll say expectation's a good thing, but damn, it is a bad thing sometimes too.
Yeah,
that pressure starts hitting you. But talking with Kerry Cobb, he is the founder and president of Memphis Little League. Make sure you check out this coaches intensive by the Player Alliance coming up on Saturday, May 25th and Sunday, May 26th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. At Southwind High School. Make sure you can either go scan the poster that's been put out, or go to MemphisLittleLeague.com to get involved. But, Kerry, love what you do. Appreciate it, man. Hopefully we can see each other soon.
Hey, man, come on out, Gabe. I got a spot ready for you.
Yes, sir. I hear you. Appreciate it, Kerry.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks, man. All right, bye.
That's Kerry Cobb, founder and president of Memphis Little League. Man, love what he does.
Yeah, so tomorrow that's 11 to 2 over there at Southwind High School, right?
Yep, Southwind High School. And make
Sunday
sure
as
if
well.
You want to get involved with it, it's baseball
Terrific.
And softball.
Terrific.
And there's going to be some former MLBers.
Marquise Grissom.
I remember
cool.
watching
I
Marquise Grissom.
Was he at the Expos
up?
Back in the day?
Oh, he was. He was a journeyman.
Yeah.
He was a journeyman. He played for the
Good
Giants
player.
At one point
yep.
for a lot of my childhood, but Marquise Grissom, Lou Collier, Marvin Freeman, Lenny Webster, just teaching you fundamentals of the game.
Solid.
It's awesome. It's awesome stuff.
Solid. Whitehaven's has some good teams, actually, they put together. He talked about it. And there's players going to the college level.
Yeah. Like, that payoff's got to be pretty insane.
That's got to be exciting
getting
for
kids from Memphis Little League that would have never had that opportunity getting off to college.
It's about access. We need more of it.
Getting scholarship
yep.
money to go do that.
That's great.
That's great stuff. That's great stuff.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.